Zach Jorth, head coach for Pleasantville football, getting set for the state playoffs. First of all, coach, appreciate the time. Just looking back on the season as a whole, going 7-1, certainly you had that little stretch there where you were playing without Braylon there at center, or under center, excuse me. And so I guess what are your thoughts kind of on just how the season has played out and what you've seen from the kids?
I'll tell you what, it's gone so dang fast. I can't believe we're already to the postseason. But I think that just means it's so much fun. It just flies by. So we've just had a great time coaching these guys. I think they've really responded and grown and gotten a lot better. And I'm very excited to see what we can do in the postseason, feeling that we still have our best football in front of us. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been really fast, but I've enjoyed it the whole way.
Yeah, I mentioned playing without Braylon there in the middle of the year. You found a way to beat a good Mount Air team, lost Interstate 35. But and from the same respects, what did you learn about your team being able to, you know, take a loss and respond to that?
I think they definitely showed a lot of resilience, right? They showed an ability to, win a big one, like you said, against Mount Air with a lot of guys out. I thought that was a great win for our guys, a lot of great experience for some young guys stepping in. But then to lose a really tough one to I-35 where we did not play very good football at all, but then bounce right back the next week and play probably our best game of the season right after playing our worst game of the season. So I think that shows some great resiliency. Our guys showing that ability to bounce back and just hope we can keep it going.
When it comes to playoff football, obviously it's the best of the best for the most part. What do you feel you guys have that will play well in the postseason?
I think we just have so many different weapons. I think it's really tough for a defense to decide what they want to stop. I think we've shown at times a real ability to run the football, and now we've got JJ and Onru both fully healthy. I think that shows that we can be pretty explosive there. And when you add Braylon Bingham running the ball as well, it just really adds a very multi-tiered layer for your offensive, for just running the ball, I mean. But then we also have a deep receiving core. I don't ever remember being this full of athletes that can really make plays for you in the passing game from all our different spots. So I think that makes us pretty tough to defend. I don't know if defensive coordinators think that as well, but I sure think we bring a lot to the table from different weapons.
Yeah. Looking at Durant now, your opponent on Friday, it's always kind of a guessing game and trying to figure out who you're going to play until it is actually announced. Yeah. And then you're maybe scrambling a little bit. So what have you learned about them in this short amount of time? And what can you say about them?
Well, they're very big. I tell you what, they are large across the front lines, offense and defensive wise. They got some pretty good playmakers. I know they have a real dynamic receiver and a running back who's awful quick, a quarterback that does a nice job in the passing game. So they're going to be a good football team for us. We really got to be ready to go.
What do you think is important for you guys in this particular matchup? Maybe it's from your end. Maybe it's in specific to Durant.
I think it's the same thing we have really been focusing on the last 3 weeks is it sounds so coach cliche. We got to take care of ourselves. We really got to just continue to improve our level of execution. When the plays are there to be made, we got to do a good job making the play and doing our job. And if the tackle's there to be made, we got to make the tackle and just continue to play our best football in terms of doing our job well and doing what we're supposed to do.
Mac Jorth again, head coach for Pleasantville football. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it and wish you guys the best this week.
Appreciate it.